I'm sorry. Chapter 11, verse 12, or verse 13, you see who he's talking about. These are false apostles. They're deceitful workers. They're making themselves into the apostles of Christ. And that's, are you surprised? It's no marvel. Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So he's dealing with people who are being led down the path, probably toward philosophy of some sort. That was a big deal at Athens. Athens was like the graduate school for Roman citizens, with their rich Roman citizens, for their sons to learn rhetoric and philosophy. That's where they went after the regular schooling in Rome and the villas surrounding it and wherever the rich people lived. Athens and the school of philosophy was the thing. So Corinth was not far from Athens, and philosophy would have very much influenced them. But here in verse 11, Paul has told them, I'm a true apostle, and they're false apostles. And he said, I am become a fool in glorying. You've made me boast. You've made me talk about who I am as opposed to who they are. You have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended by you. I shouldn't have to commend myself to you people. You know what God has done to you through me. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Paul stayed for 18 straight months in Corinth, getting these people established. For what is it wherein you were inferior to other congregations, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? He wouldn't take one penny from them. He'd let them give to the poor saints in Jerusalem and haul it back for them to give to them. But he made up his mind not to take any money from anybody that believed in Christ in this area of Achaia. Corinth was in the state of Achaia. And he said he did it, and he explained to them earlier, I think it's maybe in chapter 11, he explained why he did that to them. He did it because he wanted the false prophets to do the same thing. He said, let them be like I am toward you. He said, I robbed other congregations to serve you. Let them have that kind of love for you. He knew in the Spirit that was the case, that there were false teachers coming and they'd be making merchandise of them, and through covetousness, taking. So Paul made up his mind, with God's approval, I'm sure, not to take a dime for himself from these people, for their good, so that they would see the love he had for them. It didn't make any difference. When a wrong spirit comes over you and blinds your eyes, it doesn't matter what anybody does. You're going to see it a certain way, hear it a certain way, and all Paul could do was just take it. At Thessalonica, they were the best of all the congregations from what we have in Acts. Galatia, all the Galatians. Galatians was a big area. Corinth. He said, how was it that you were inferior to any other of the congregations that I had begun, except that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you. I will not. Other congregations, he would ask them to give him the money to pay his way. He would accept it. For I seek not yours, but you. I don't want what you have. I want your heart. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. He loved these people, but he had to watch as what Jesus said came true. 1 Timothy 4 now.